Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can't you still recall the time we cried? Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side.
With all kinds of healing today. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and today we have the famous, wonderful, world-traveled Laura Pierrette. She speaks the language of light. I keep wanting to say it's the secret language of light, but I think the secret's out. Don't you think so, Laura?
Yeah, definitely.
But
a lot more comes up on a Google search now than when I started.
I know. I'm just so amazed at this language. In fact, I tell everybody that I can to call in or get a hold of you because it's the coolest thing I have ever heard. I've never experienced anything like it, and I know everybody loves it, and I can't wait to get started today, but I have a few announcements. First, besides, I'm going to let Laura tell you where she can get a hold of you. Laura, just give me 1 minute because I want to tell everybody what's going on.
Okay.
I am so excited, everyone. I'm going to New York next week. I'm going to be standing in, Times Square, and I'm going to see if anybody knows my show and wants my autograph. What do you think? And if they don't, I'm going to tell them about the show so everybody can listen because I have the coolest co-hosts and everybody that comes to read, and I love everybody. And I am going to visit my son. He's in the CIA chef school, and then I'm going to have some fun in New York City. Well, I am gone. I know you've all missed Kelly because she was supposed to read yesterday, but that kind of was a bait and switch, I know. But I had previewed somebody who's going to be on their own show, and he's going to rock his own show, and because Ron was sick, I really wanted to showcase him. But Kelly will be back next week rocking her Atlantean birth and life cards. So our lineup is kind of going to be different next week. Monday, I'm hoping we have the famous, wonderful Gary Wimmer. He does the lithromancy stones. He'll be here to read for you with Kelly, and he is really cool. He's got a book out. He's an author. He's also a radio host himself, and he is, I love Gary. I started on the radio with him. On Tuesday, it's still to be announced. Wednesday is You Know Kelly, and hopefully Ron will be back. He's been sick. Thursday, we're rocking Susan Schaff. She's our pet psychic medium communicator, who I adore, and Leslie Journey, who's the psychic medium, clairvoyant, all the clairs, does dates and times. Yes, Leslie, I love you too. She's also a radio host. So that's your week coming up. And today we've got Laura, and Laura, I'm not even going to introduce myself because I don't think anybody wants to hear about me anymore. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself and tell everybody what you do.
Wow. that was such an, what a powerful lineup you have. How exciting. I just love the diversity on your show.
Thank you.
So thank you for bringing forward so much for so many.
Thank you.
So I'm Laura Pierrat, and I'm thrilled to be here and to tell you that these lovely ladies have invited me to be a regular. So the second Thursday of each month, I get to come back. And
I love
I'm excited. I'm excited for that. And I'm an intuitive healer. I got into this work, from my own challenges and illness of fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue. So I totally get it and relate to those of you struggling. I worked with healing modalities and took classes and learned different things for a number of years and was working as a healer with those modalities when all of a sudden things just opened up intuitively. And I began learning how to do things from within myself and started substituting those ways instead of using the healing techniques in whole. So I still do use things I've learned that integrate and weave in with what I do. But what I want to encourage everybody is we're in a time in this new earth where your experiences are going to draw to you the inner resources you need and start to open up and ask for that and trust that and let that multidimensional divine self that you are simultaneously, even though you may not be aware, start to come in by your prayer and asking and inform you and guide you and teach you because, wow, what a journey that is.
You're just amazing because you had a big journey. You went from sickness to health, which is so cool because a lot of people that do open up their gifts, sometimes it's by almost a near-death experience. And
right.
Yeah. So it's just, I'm just so in awe of you, Laura. I love that you rock this show once a month. I think everybody needs it, including me. And I am going to tell you, it is the coolest thing. I mean, it's the coolest thing I've ever heard. And I know that you're working on, we're going to do the language alike because I just rock that so much. But you're working on something new I wanted you to tell. I know you've told people about it, but I'm not sure I understand. So can you kind of go over that with me too?
Sure. I'm thinking it was the end of February. I was on a cruise, and water's a big element for me. I get a lot soaking in hot baths. I do light language in the shower every morning and my own sort of self-healing and clearing. And so here I am on a big cruise ship in the Caribbean, and I got this new piece of work, and it's very new, and I'm excited to hear from the audience what they experience when we get into it today. It is called, they call it the Paradise Codes. So I was told I was being opened to the Paradise Scrolls, and I said, gosh, cool, what is that?
Yeah,
and,
Paradise
yeah.
Anytime you want it.
You know?
I'll take it.
So here I am on a cruise ship laying out in the sun around the pool, and this whole new piece drops in, and I'm laying there just asking questions, what's that? And they said it's crystalline frequencies for healing, for regeneration and rejuvenation. So that's pretty awesome. We all need that. And in this current time, we want to move from being carbon-based to crystalline. And I hear a lot of people like, I want it now, I want it immediately. But you really don't. It's a journey. You want to be activated, and you want to ask for everything to come to you with ease and grace so that we have the time for ourselves and our body to adjust and we don't throw ourselves in a healing crisis. Right?
Oh, was that
but,
me? Was that me? Was that me?
Yeah, you, me, and everybody else wants it now. But the important thing is we can start asking for it and start asking to be activated for it and giving our permission to be activated. And so, Paradise lies within. So what they're showing me is this has to do with the crystalline grid, our crystalline light bodies, it's a crystalline energy And it comes in a little differently. It doesn't necessarily come in on the sound healing of the language of light, although I frequently combine things happening. So sometimes I'm doing this energy at the same time. But what really seems to be, at least the way I'm experiencing it physically, is my hand is moving forward and backward in a figure eight form. While I'm doing this work, often I'm like twisting, if you will, like you go in and then turn the hand over and pull back out through the energy field, whether I'm working with a person directly and I'm across the room or whether we're doing this as a sound, you know, thing with, through the audience or an energy thing. I shouldn't say sound. So you may sense and feel as I'm doing this weaving through you, but it's an infinity symbol. So infinity symbols represent integration and wholeness, and it's going to that zero point in the center of where that infinity symbol crosses. So it's very powerful, it's very healing, it's very integrating, and it will be activating the paradise codes within us.
I love that. And can you tell, before I take the first caller, who I know is excited to talk to you, can you please tell everybody where they can get a hold of you, where they can find you, what you offer? Mm-hmm. I know that you have a website, and I'd like you to give them, because, see, I always screw everybody's website up, and then they're like, what? We went there. We don't see it. So now I let you all tell where the people can find you if they need any other reading, or they can talk to their friends. And if they can't call the show where they're working, they can either download our archive, but they can also get a hold of you for readings or downloads, whatever, you know, you do.
Right. Well, and, you know, I don't do, like, psychic readings, mediumship, that sort of thing per se, but often information comes through in the middle of a healing session. So my focus is healing, and I leave the readings to the people who are really skilled at, you know, really tuning in and getting a great deal of information quickly. And blessings to them. I certainly use readers myself to get, you know, flush out the bare bones I get oftentimes with my guidance. So what I want to share with you is you can go to laurapierat.com, and that's LauraP, as in Paul, PIERATT.com. And my website has all the links to everything else. You can follow, I have a daily audio podcast mostly in the language of light, although if you get as far as the 60s, 70s, and beyond, there's a number of channeled messages that include English as well that are pretty beautiful, uplifting messages. And
They are. I listen, so does Susan. I know there's a lot of listeners out there. It's free. It's on. You sign
it's
up
free.
For it. And it's amazing.
It's every day you can get. If you go to my website and you subscribe, it'll come to your mailbox, to your email box, with a link to the. So you'll get the very first one. I'm on like 120 something now. So you'll start at the beginning, and it's an immersion journey through frequency healing all the way through. Now, if you want to check it out in real time, and what did I just post today, you can just go to my website. In the upper left side corner, it says A Daily Dose of Love. Those are the archives. But I want to make sure that you understand this is something Spirit asked me to provide and asked me to provide freely. It is completely free. You can sign up for free. You can share it with your friends through social media with my blessing. This is planting seeds of love as far and wide as we can. So I really appreciate it when you guys help do that by sharing it. And that's Daily Dose of Love is available on the website. Lots of other channeled messages and channeled light language for specific purposes, energies, or dates are also on the website. All the archives from the radio shows I've done, it's free to, you know, get this kind of healing like you're going to experience today. I really think it's important. I keep trying to put as much free stuff out there as I can. And in addition, I also do private sessions where we dive into your specific issue and we really focus on your needs and taking you to the next level. Pain, illness, or whatever, we can tailor our work directly to you.
Well, I got to tell you something, Laura. You helped my son so much, even though he it was a really tough and very emotional and very loving information that you gave him. I mean, you know he listened to it. I think when he gets older, he'll listen to it. You know he got healed way before he actually listened to it. And I want to thank you personally and publicly for what you did for him. So if there's anybody,
my pleasure.
Yeah, if there's anybody who has issues, I mean, my father died, and he was a big part of my son's life, and he just couldn't get over it. And Laura actually did a private reading for him and sent him his own MP3, you know, message. So again, this is needed so much. Spirit's on top of me saying, yes, 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 probably my dad. Just to let you know that this is the kind of help Laura does provide. You can get it on her website. She'll talk to you or the person. She gets the energies. You tell her what you want, or usually she can pick it up. But it is so important that you know that these are all also offered for problems that are emotional, you know, if with your family or you know, an elder kid. So I am just going to tell you that she's amazing. I love her. She's helped my family a lot. And now I'm going to take
You. And those are actually individual. They're like custom recordings. So for half the price of a session, you'll get a 20-minute custom recording to your energy and issue that you email me about. So that is also an option. Yeah.
And it is so cool. I'm going to get to the – I'm just so excited. You know how I am. I talk over people all the time, but I do want to give you a time. But I just want to tell you that you rock, and she helps so many people that this – you know, I feel like you're the earth angel. I can feel your energy, even though I think you're way up there as far as that I think you do galaxies and actually go into different universes. But I feel you were put here to help this people on earth, especially the earth angels that work here. So I am going
to. Well, that's the trick, you know, it's to bring that galactic energy of our multidimensional awareness and our oneness here, because this is where we need it. So, you know, it's great to go off in a meditation and skip on out of here, but you got to do it in order to bring it back here and be useful, because it's an absolute honor to be here and be in service. When you get the life and the blessings in your life healing, oh my gosh. You know, I got my life back. You know, it is an honor to step up and help others.
I
get
love
there
it.
Too.
Well, listen, if we don't stop talking, the people on there will be, well, the only healing they'll get is from saying, Bonnie, be quiet. So here
you know
we
what,
go.
They're already getting healing, but we'll let it come into their minds by the belief that it is. Because when we are engaged as a collective, and I really want to ask all the audience members to truly drop into your heart center, let's raise the frequency of the collective before we begin healing, because everybody is contributing by the energy you're sitting on the phone with.
Yeah.
So if you're in your mind going, what's this all about, and I don't understand this light language, and if you're bringing in judgment or doubt or fear or in any way, you know, like, oh, maybe that's all right for them, but that's not going to work for me, you're just going to block your own experience, but you're also going to kind of put some contamination into the, you know, collective. So I'm just going to ask everybody to run, we'll maybe even do a quick little meditation just to get everybody in their heart center so that we're bringing love and compassion and hope and renewal and trust so that everybody benefits at the highest level possible.
I love that. Absolutely. And you know I'm all about help. So I am going to tell you, everybody out there, and we have a lot of people out there and everybody in chat, besides that, I want to say hello to you and thank you for coming and thank you for supporting us and thank you for helping us. Please raise your vibration, drop into your heart space, take a big breath and let it out slowly and know that you are part of the collective. I am going to take the first caller, and the first caller is 608. 608, you are on with Bonnie and Laura.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Susan. Susan, this is Laura. Laura, this is Susan. So go
Hello.
Ahead.
And this is not Susan Rich.
No, but this
is different Susan. Okay.
This Susan is a pet communicator.
Oh, wonderful. Man, I need you to talk to my cat right now.
Okay.
We'll talk later. I came out for five weeks of traveling, and oh, my goodness, my pet sitter had a lot to deal with.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Anyways, what can I do to support you today? How can we honor you?
What I'd like if you could do for me is take away some of my fears and anxiety that I have. I'm hoping to start a new job soon, and it's been a long time since I've had a type of job like this, and I think I have anxiety that people won't like me or I won't do a good job or whatever, which I just are blocked, because I don't think that's really going to happen, but it's in my you know, heart chakra now. So if you could help me with that, I would really appreciate it.
Will do. And right off the bat, my root chakra starts, like, throbbing. So that's a real deep-rooted fear. Probably comes in from another lifetime that, you know, you may not be able to explain it by this lifetime.
Okay.
You know, but it feels almost threatening. I mean, it has enough of that fear energy in it. So we'll go into that. I want to remind the audience to piggyback on this because many people have anxiety about being either rejected, abandoned, being, you know, not getting what it is they think they need in life and not trusting the universe to step forward and provide it. So, you know, one of the things I loved when, I don't know where this popped into my head one day, but I was in a similar situation. And the thought that came to me was, you know, all I need to do is lighten up. I was looking for a job when I got this one, you know. So the current job you have, you were looking for a job when you got that one. So why am I anticipating that the next one's going to be any harder? You know,
right.
So just hold that thought, too, is, you know, it's just a process. And if you absolutely know your value and what you bring to the job, then you can shore up that confidence that, you know, they're lucky to have you, and it's a blessing to be there. And not to go in with that cocky kind of arrogance about it, but a humility that you know that you contribute something of such value and richness that the entire community of the new place will be uplifted and enriched by your presence. And that alone is a reason for you to be there and for them to welcome and receive you. So I want you to hold that vision of yourself, because it's more than your skills. You know who you are as an energy being. You're needed there for reasons that go even beyond what you can do physically, right?
Okay.
And we all
know
that we're drawn to be in places that we need to be doing our energy contribution as well as our skill, task, profession, whatever. So I want you to really tune into, because that's something you know and trust.
Right.
You are the person. Right. So that
yes.
I want you to hold on to. And let's just go into where's this fear coming from? See, the sound I make is recoding. So that's kind of redundant, but that's what it is. Aquí ando cayó a cosa sa 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 sa. And pay attention to how you feel about it before we start, and then our comparison at the end will help us know if you've hit neutral.
Okay.
There's a shift in energy. Shim, 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 shim. Ale, alo, ala, ama. We're doing that figure eight thing through your third eye right now.
Okay.
Wow, ma salakai. Otakasi talakai. O ma salakai. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Oma, sa, sa, sa. Oma, sa, sa, sa. Oma, sa, sa, sa. Ala. Shum, sha 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 sha. Shum. Okay, when you were younger, did you have your psychic gifts then?
I did.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what they were. I thought that was just normal. When I heard people say women's intuition, I thought because I was a girl, I just knew these things, and that's what intuition meant.
Mm-hmm. But did you sort of sit back and observe the world and adults in particular, but also kids, and not being internally what they were being externally? Did you sort of see a schism in people where you were able to read beyond what they were doing on the exterior at the surface level? Yeah, that's what that is. What I feel is you learn not to trust people. And
absolutely.
So what you were seeing is that what you see is not what you get. And so you observed a lot of hypocrisy and a lot of people being superficial but judging on the inside and having all those negative thoughts going on, on the inside. And that's what you're expecting, you're expecting them to be polite and, you know, courteous on the exterior, but to have a whole other dialogue and dimension going on inside?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where that's coming from, is what I feel. So
okay.
What I want to remind you is that's just people projecting. That's just people who haven't awakened and done their work yet. And we have to have compassion and bless them and let them be where they are. And those people don't have the power to block you necessarily. Granted, a boss might not hire you, a colleague might, you know, give you grief or create problems, but they don't have any real power.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because
yes.
If that's not the right place for you, then you don't want that job.
Right,
You want to move on. And so what you want to do is be able to go in recognizing people are human, people are still working through their stuff. It doesn't make them bad, and it doesn't make them scary.
Okay.
They have no more power over you. Then you have the empowerment within yourself to feel the divine timing, the divine guidance, the intuition to get you in the right place to work with people who can see you, who are authentic and in their integrity, who can see you for who you are and appreciate that. And that's what you want to put out to the universe, not just, I want this next job, but I want the job where I can work with people who live from integrity, who understand their motivations and are aware, even not that they need to be perfect, but that they're at a level of consciousness that you can resonate with and contribute to and be welcome to contribute to.
Okay.
You see?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And so I'm going to go back in the energy, but I just want to let you know what the basis I feel is to this expectation that even though you think things should go well, you don't really trust that they will because you see this double world going on all the time.
Right.
Oh, okay. She's got you pegged, babe.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
So, you know, for instance, if you know, this is just something that came to me recently because, you know, we do run into a lot of hypocrisy, but the hypocrisy doesn't necessarily mean the person is being, I don't know what the word, it's just unconscious. You know, they're just, they don't necessarily realize they're doing that. And so while they're judging and projecting onto you all the stuff that they haven't quite got working in themselves, it can feel like hypocrisy because, you know, they're telling you to be better, but they're not being better. And so what I realized when I ran into this is I said, hypocrisy, that sounds like hippo. I'm going to visualize that person with hippo ears. And this
okay.
can make laugh and smile. And then instead of being defensive and hurt because they're projecting on me that I'm not enough, I'm gonna smile, but not at them, not laughing at them. I'm going to see the humanity. But I'm going to look at them with hippo ears, which is going to make me smile. And it's going to touch my heart because it's just cute and charming, little, like, cartoon thing I'm going to do. And then in the process of that, I'm going to have more compassion. You see, because
okay.
I stepped out of that defensive role of feeling judged, and I'm going to step into the awareness that, oh, my gosh, look how stuck they are. And
right.
they're not feeling like enough, and so they're projecting that.
Okay, that's
because,
great. That's a good
yeah,
thing to
so
hear.
You can come up with ways, because what you want to do is find a way to take yourself out of defensiveness and
yes.
into compassion. And you can do that by caricaturizing people's obsessions or frailties or what we want to maybe consider faults, but it's not faults. They're just doing the best they can from where they are. You know, why we
okay.
have to look for perfection and everything, what we want to look for is, you know, are they even trying to be kind? Are they even trying to be generous? I mean, do they live in pain every day? In which case, maybe we can't even expect that out of them. You know?
Okay.
So we have to be charitable and compassionate with ourselves, and we need to also offer that to others. So we have to kind of let them be where they are, but not let that stop us from being where we are.
That makes sense. Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so the key I feel like is when you feel a little different in the world, you know, a little separate, and when you realize everybody feels separate, everybody feels a little lost, and sometimes that's where all that what you see is what you get, isn't what you get, is where they don't know how to change that. Dialogue
okay, that makes
to be more in alignment with what they want to create outside.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
So that's a good way of looking
so
at things.
Really, it's really not about you.
Yeah. Good.
and that's what they need is just love. They just need to be respected and appreciated and uplifted and felt for where they're stuck. and then they'll start to transition, and you can change the entire environment where you go to work by doing that.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, and then you become the catalyst for change without ever saying a word.
Oh, wow, that is so cool.
Yeah, because what you're doing is just setting an example and coming in with a positive attitude and a positive energy every day, and that's going to entrain all those other, over time, not immediately, but over time, those lesser energies are going to entrain up to the highest frequency. And the highest. So if you do it with passion, that's a high amplitude.
Okay.
Because, like, if somebody's depressed, that can be a very low frequency, but they can be walking around with a very high amplitude, meaning they're depressed so loud that nobody can miss it. Or their dissatisfaction or their anger or whatever, they may not say a word, but when they walk in a room, everybody feels it.
Right.
You know? Well, that's amplitude. There's a lot of energy and passion, in a way, behind that feeling they're carrying. So what you want to do is have both the energy but also the amplitude, which means that passion for life, that passion for love, because then you're going to be the highest frequency in the room and the highest amplitude. And that's
okay.
The ability to train others up. So you'll
be the blessing. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. So for all you tuning in, let's just kind of work the energy here. I feel it still needs a little bit of movement, but I just wanted you to have a different perspective so that you can work from the mental energy or understanding and perspective as well.
Yeah. That was great.
Now, tune into how you feel now compared to how you felt when you asked this first question.
Yeah, I feel a lot more calmer because I never thought about it from the way that you've described it, which makes me feel a lot better because I did think people thought there was something so weird about me, and I would kind of react defensively. And then even after years would pass after that, there would still be people who would just remember the one time I said something to them, and they'd label me crazy or whatever.
Yeah, right. Now, I was actually at the nursing home yesterday visiting my mom, and this employee had her wisdom teeth out and was in pain. So I took her into this little coffee shop they have there, and I was offering to do some healing work on her. And this man starts telling me I'm doing this African voodoo. And he walked out of the room, and then he's telling some other people, residents of the place, that I'm in there doing African voodoo. You know, and the old me would have just been crushed and hurt that he didn't understand and whatever, you know, and that he was judging and then slandering and telling lies because it's not what I'm doing. And I had already told him I was it through prayer and through the heart, and it's done in churches and in hospitals. Well, he just, wasn't going to have any of it. So I just went out and very gently and quietly said to him, I realize from your perspective this seems scary, but I want you to understand this is healing touch. It's taught to nurses. Nurses get credit hours for doing this work. And I'm fully certified. I spent 3 years training in this modality. It's used in 4 hospitals locally and hospice. And he still wasn't comfortable with it, but at least I had my opportunity to set the record right.
Right.
And sometimes we have to do that in a very nice way, just inform people where they think what we do is scary.
Exactly. That makes sense.
Yeah, and so we have to, I would have been scared 15 years ago. I would have been scared by some, maybe not scared, but not resonating with somebody who's who I am now. Because I just didn't understand it. And so I brought a lot of judgment from that lack of understanding.
Right.
It's so crazy because we talked about this, Susan, even this morning, didn't we? That's what I pulled out of your heart. So I think this is fabulous. And by the way, Laura doesn't know you and hadn't talked to me about you at all, but it was the same thing. Isn't that too cool?
Mm-hmm.
I hear myself talking backwards and Laura when you were talking backwards. Is there something? Is there somebody who has a amplifier on? I'm not sure.
I have headphones on because I prefer not to have my cell phone at my ear for 2 hours. But if that's a problem, I'll take it off.
Let's. I. You know what? Can we just see? Because I can't.
Yeah.
Or if it isn't.
Can you hear me now?
It's still reverberating. Yeah.
It's still reverberating?
No, it isn't.
No.
So that's cool.
Okay. I'll take off the headphones. Okay.
Okay, so I hope that she has helped you, Susan. No,
oh,
I think
yes.
It'd be me.
This is great.
Okay, well, I'm going to go. Laura, I don't want to push you or anything. Are you done with your...
No, I'm good. I mean, this is pure fun for me. Let's go.
All right, Susan, I am going to mute you and tell you have a great day, okay. And we love you.
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you for all your help.
Sure. Thanks for calling.
Okay, hello. Now, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just want to make sure I didn't mute you. So I've got, because, you know, I'm really not really good with this. I'm going to go to the next caller, and that's 713. 713, you are on with Laura. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Barney. This is Candy. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. Oh, my goodness. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I have some problems with my throat. My neck, on my back where the rib cage is, and my lower back.
Okay. Let's just tune in here. Some strong emotions come up immediately. In fact, I'm even going to take off my glasses because my face is scrunching up so hard. Stay with me as I feel for you as a surrogate and see if it doesn't change a little. So pay attention to, on a scale of 1 to 10, how intense or severe your pain is or your feeling in your body is.
My throat is better than it was. It was like 1,000, 2,000 like a week ago. Right now it's probably like hurting like 100%. My neck is hurting pretty bad, and my blade, where my blade shoulder is, it's, that just started today, and my back, that's from arthritis.
Okay. Well, the strong emotions may be just from having had such severe pain for a while, but, man, am I feeling, it's like hard to breathe. I mean, there's so much energy, you know, stuffed energy. So let me just work through this a minute here. I am here. Lungs feel, you know, tight. Need to breathe. That feels like fear, too. When I breathe like that, it's usually fear. That was intense. I don't know if you're feeling any relief yet. I am not stuck in that intensity now.
It's still there, but not as bad.
Okay. Sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa-sa. Makalakai. E la on paka asakaiwa kuchine e sakaiwa kuchiwa. Onte e ki hawa ko shi hawa. Ale e ki halo kaiwa mbahaso. Ele e ki hawa ko chi hawa hotahasa. Hatahasa kai ho chi hawa. Ho si hawa ko chi hawa ko. Just give permission for an instantaneous healing. I have a feeling you don't believe that's possible, so I want you to put aside any doubts that certain things are possible. Whether it happens or not is less critical than whether you believe it's possible. So ask for the quickest, most, you know, a healing with ease and grace, instantaneous, benevolent, pure light healing through unconditional love of Creator Source now. And allow yourself to acknowledge that you deserve that. You deserve an immediate, instantaneous resolution of all pain. Now, because I feel like some of your blocks are to believing it's possible, believing you deserve it, and so it doesn't come. Huh. What would your life be
how would your life be different if you had an instantaneous healing today?
Better.
No, what? In what way? Speak
in
about
every way.
How, what you would do differently. How would your life be different if you were healed today?
Go about what I need to do.
And what is that? Without being too personal on air, what is it you need to do? What is it you're not doing that's really...
Speaking my truth.
Is that what you're not doing? Or are you making that up just because you've heard that that's what throat chakra thing is about?
No.
So that's true for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because sometimes there's a payoff for remaining stuck. Because there's something else we don't want. And a lot of light workers run into this when it comes to getting their spiritual gifts online, because we don't want to be judged and ridiculed. And if we have all of our giftedness in place, then we sort of have to step in and do our work, right?
Mm-hmm.
It can be really scary because we have all these past lives where we were persecuted. And so I feel like there's a attachment to keeping this block, if you will, because it gives you a little more time before you have to get into something that you're a little dragging your feet to get into. So let's just clear that. And audience members, join me, if you will, in clearing all the blocks to being in the mission, in the goal, in the purpose that you incarnated to be here. Whether that's stepping into your karmic resolution, whether that's stepping into your spiritual gifts and your life purpose as a divine being here, whatever it is that you're stalling getting to, let's just align with that and get there now. And release all the blocks and limiting thoughts that are holding you from that now. We're doing a lot above the crown chakra, so opening up to the trusting. Letting go, letting God. Shoom, 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 shoom. I am here to be me. And I just want to cry when I say that for you. So there's fear going to, about being you. I am ready to be me. I choose to be me. I'm incarnated to be me. Everything I've ever done in my life is to get to be me. I'm ready. Every part of me is ready, willing, and able to step into my truth, to speak my truth, and to live my truth now. And now there's work at the throat chakra. Any shifting in your body? Any changes in your...
Yeah.
What are you noticing?
Starting to feel better.
Good. How much better? On a scale of 1 to 10,
a
we
lot.
Started at... Okay. So if we started at a 10, you were saying 100%, a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the worst imaginable?
About down to 5. I still have
awesome.
A little bit in my throat.
Okay. We're still clearing there, but that's good. Just imagine like a pressure cooker. I don't know if you've ever seen one. It has like that thing on top that the steam shoots
mm-hmm.
out of. Let's just let your fear that you've kept in this pressure cooker that's creating pain in your body just shoot right out the top of your crown chakra and go right back to Creator to be recommissioned into something else. All that fear is just going to be recycled into something better for you. Let it blow out the top and imagine that with me. What you can't see is all this stuff I'm doing, you know, moving dynamically, physically. My hands spinning and spinning and spinning and rotating in circles as we pull out all this stuff. I am ready to live free of pain. I am ready to trade pain for my truth. Oh, that feels much better. What are you noticing?
Mm-hmm. Feels better.
Is it lower than a 5 now?
About down to a 2.
Okay. Every cell in my body knows what it feels like to live, speak, and trust the truth of my being. That's fear coming up. Woo. Every cell in my body is ready, willing, and able. Knows the feeling, knows God's definition of the feeling, how and when it is possible to live, and how to live my daily life. Knowing my truth, living my truth, speaking my truth, being my truth, and trusting my truth now. Shoom. Okay. How's your back doing?
Candy.
What's your back feeling like?
Feeling better.
Is it? Okay. So, what is not complete now? Where are you still noticing pain and problem?
Still in my neck.
Okay. So the back's okay, but it's still in your neck?
Mm-hmm. Still in my neck.
What I've got is sadness.
Oh. Yeah.
So be willing to feel and release. Feel and release. Have the experience of your true feeling, your authentic feeling, and then let it go. Don't trap it in. Well, that feels better. We want to get to where we can let some joy in here, so we want to let that out. Any difference?
It's still there.
Okay. I trust life. Audience, this is a good one for everybody. I trust life. Let's bring that in. I trust myself. I trust life to support me. I am. Okay. Any change?
Yeah, it's better.
Where are we now on the scale of 1 to 10?
It's probably about a 6.
A 6, so it's gone up instead of a 5.
No, my neck.
I thought we were at a 5 in your neck. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Laura?
Yeah.
Could it be, I mean, I'm just going to say this. I mean, usually I don't interrupt because I know you, you know, I know you've got a whole, I hate interrupting you because I don't know what scale you're at because I can see where you're at and I just hate, but I think, you know, I'm feeling, I can feel the same things you are, a kind of, in a, just a different way. And the problem I feel is especially in the neck that, it, and I know because that's why I don't say anything because I do know caller on what she's going through, but a lot of it's emotional, like you said.
I know.
Status, yeah. And the problem I have with that is physical, emotionally is going into the physical, that if she really doesn't address the emotional, even if you're trying to correct the physical, she isn't letting you know. At least I didn't think she, I think you think it's more on a physical plane.
No, I'm dealing with the emotions that are creating
yeah.
the physical.
Yeah, because
I was just
sadness,
ready to tell
the
her.
Lack of trust. Yeah, yeah. But what is there a specific emotion that without outing
my,
her in some
my
way?
My brother.
Can...
I'm about ready to lose my brother.
Okay, deep sadness.
So there's a lot of sadness.
Not trusting. Yeah, not trusting life and universe and all that. Yeah, yeah. Because I was definitely picking up the emotions. I remember when I took my glasses off. That's because my face was so screwed up in and the pain of what you're feeling and the emotions of that. So, but in your heart, you know, you're hurting in your heart, and I was just working on that also. So just being willing to let it all go. Just surrender, relinquish it to God. Let it be carried away as the burden that it is. All of it, all the grief, all the fear, all the sadness, all the not trusting. And let your body be free of that. Emotional body, mental body, spiritual body, and certainly the physical body. Be free of the burdens you're carrying. Let light, love, truth, healing, and understanding that death is part of life. And as hard as it is, we never truly die. We just change form. And he will be with you in another form. And you don't have to fix it. You can pray your heart out, you know. You can pray for him to have comfort and ease. You can pray for all, you know, his karma to be resolved. You can pray for everyone to forgive him and him to forgive everyone so that he goes back home clear and clean without having to come back in another life and work through that stuff. It's not complete. You can pray that, you know, a miracle happens and he recovers in some way. But, you know, what you have to do is just trust and let go of the need to control or change him. What is in the highest good, and align with love, align with the gratitude that you have this brother in your life.
Okay.
And you have all the memories and the experiences you shared, and he's in you. He's in everyone's life he touched.
Yes.
He is absolutely a part of everyone whose life he touched.
Yeah.
So that's his gift to Earth. You know, in the oneness, we all together all the time. But his gift to Earth is through everyone he touched and everything he did, and every day he made a difference, and every positive thought, loving kindness he ever did, that remains here.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
And all he does is he changes form and gets to do more of that from another another form.
I know all that, but...
What?
I know all that, but it's just the... The human feeling is...
Of course, and you have to let yourself feel that because you don't want to, you know, deny it. But you don't have to carry it in your body. You don't have to have physical pain. And if you just have the actual real feeling, it'll be brief. It'll move quickly. I mean, you may cry for days or weeks or whatever, but compared to the physical pain that you could, you know, trap for a long time to come because you're not letting that go, yeah, you don't want to trap that in your body. You want to just cry and grieve and be authentic and real and have the human experience we came here to have.
Yeah, and that includes,
and then,
that includes
because you know, joy washes through us so fast. We'll rip through a giggle, and it's gone. But, you know, it's like we shake off so much that's good, but we trap and hold on to the things we don't want to feel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I know there's other people. I appreciate.
Yeah. Okay. And we'll keep praying for
you.
Okay, sweetie?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
God bless.
Oh, I'm going to take another caller because we've got so many. But I did want to say, because I just want to tell everybody this, that death is part, we all know, I mean, I don't have to tell everybody, death is part of life, life is part of death. It's the grieving that that we do still on Earth, because they're happy once they go back. It's a hard concept, and I don't like saying it because I miss my relatives that are on the other side, but I miss them in physical form to hold, touch, and kiss. I already know where and hear from them anyway. I know I'll be there in the net, you know, soon. Let's hope not too soon, but they know that I'm coming, and I'm not afraid. But I do know that when we have to work through it, it's nothing you can, there's nothing, Laura, that you can prepare somebody, tell somebody, or do for somebody. It's their passage and journey through death. And this is how, like, you know, this is how Candy will have to deal with it, or I dealt with it, or anybody deals with it once a relative or even a friend or a soul family goes. So it's the
That's
it's
true.
The, yeah, it's the journey. It's so the journey.
Right.
And that's
but
what
it can help, like with your son, to work with a healer, to work with therapy in some way, to move through those emotions, and you know, just to be able to talk about it and or move through it. It can really help to have some session.
Right, and I do believe Candy. That would be maybe a great thing for Candy to even have a tape she could constantly listen to. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying everybody's journey. Like, you know, my son lost him at 13. And, you know, he's now 20. There were years where there was a gap in anything that he did. With Candy, and it's his journey, it's Arthur's journey in the rest of his life, and it'll be Candy's journey, how she turns this grief period into how she lives the rest of her life forward. And that's everybody.
Right.
You can go into sadness, you can go into, and I know that she won't, but you, when you're here and you're living through it, it's not easy. It's not anybody can tell you that you can't grieve or you can't do this. Believe me, I know. So the thing is, Candy, it's the journey that you take. It's how you come out on the other side. And then it's what you do with your life journey from there that really is part of your soul journey here. So I know, I think I muted her. Did I mute you? But I know she hears me. Yeah.
Oh, right.
So anyway, I'm going to go to the next caller. And Kelly, I'm going to save you for last, girlfriend, because I've got a lot of callers to take. 951-951, you are on with Laura. Hi. Hi, 951. Okay, I'm going to put her or that person. What?
They might have accidentally muted themselves. I'll come back to them.
Oh, yeah, I'll come back to them. Okay, 661, you are on with Laura. Hi. Hi, 661. Oh, my goodness, am I muting everybody? I don't know what to do here.
Now, that might be a Skype caller. That might be 661. I think you're a Skype caller. Can you hear us?
Okay.
Not yet.
And not 978. You are on with Laura. Hi.
Hi, Laura. And hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
I'm sorry, I missed your name. Can you say it again?
This is Peg J.
Hi, Peg.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Peg.
Nice to meet you too. I guess whatever you feel that may need to be cleared.
Energy blocks. Well, I'm already moving into it, so we'll just see if you feel any different, because we're already moving energy here. Monte e sakai ochi hawa kochi halo o kai wa kotakasika asasa sasa asasa ale alo ala ama a oki halo kai wa kochi hawa ko shim ha ki halo kai wa ko she wa kochi hawa kochi hawa ale e ki hawa kochi hawa ko male sakai wa kochi hawa kotakasaka anta ha sakai wa kochi hawa kochi ale alo ala ama ana om ala omakai holakai eleki alakota kasaki halokai wa obakai wa kochi wa ko asa ala ama ana a ale alo ala ama ana mok ki hawa kochi hawa ko she hawa kota kasa e alo o takasi kalakai wa kochi hawa hake e sakai wa kochi hawa ko shalakai e aloko yo no kote ne miniki wa ale alo ala ama ana o kai wa kota kasi ka ale alo ala ama ana ona kai wa o takasi ka he halo kai wa kota kasi ka Mahai hochi wako chi wako chi wako she 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 sha 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 ole ala am al om al am al om al am
Ane eki haloko ya wakota kasika asasasa ale alo ala ama a om. Ote he sakai wako shi awa. Ole e sakai wako takasi talakai e alo o takasi talakai wako chi awa. Om al ki halo koe wako chi hawa. E wako takasi talakai hele ki haloko takasa. Ale e ki halo koe wako takasi. Oma ala oma ala oma ala a. Makai o chihawa ukaiwa. Ola kaiwa kotakasika. Amakai eleki alakotaka sasa. Sum 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 si sasa sasa sasa. Maki halokotaka sa kalakaiwa kotakasi. Ale alo ala ama a oma. Aleki alokoya wa kotakasi kalakai. Ale alo ala ama ana om. So what I've been noticing is we started out in front of you, clearing, so like what you're projecting out into the future, out in front, and then came into the third eye and the that point right at the hairline and the third eye, and then went into the body at the spleen and the left breast and up under the left arm and that whole area there from, you know, the heart across the left breast, under the arm and down in the spleen area.
So there was stuff that needed to be cleared there?
That's what I was working with, yeah. I don't know if Bonnie has any insight, or Kelly, psychically, if you will, or through as a reading, but I didn't get specific information about what it was, but it just jumped right into the light language part of
yeah.
that.
I figured, you know what, that was so cool that you did that, because I think what I pick up with Peg is more around her, same thing. I pick up that she's got her top chakra, you know, her crown chakra is open. She's from, you know, angelic, you know, realm. The problem is I think she's got some issues with speaking, you know, with really getting, she's such a gentle soul and she's more of a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And so I think when you work with her with the light language, which is exactly what when I asked you the first time, that would you work with my higher self? What I felt is you were working with her higher self to give her what she needed because she's really open. So I really believe
mm-hmm.
there's certain areas that need to be worked on, and it's more from being here on Earth that she needs that to be worked on. And that's why
mm-hmm.
When I heard you do that language, I knew what you were doing. The higher self was asking for certain things because once she's here, certain things to me were damaged coming down here. And I think they're trying to heal that, which gives her more of a, which will help her energy vibration is what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So that,
yeah, it's all that's left. You might even do some massage on yourself through the lymph system under your arms and around that left breast area and under the breast, and just, you know, do a little meridian and lymph movement, you
yeah.
know,
okay.
yeah.
energy work
exactly.
there. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly what I pick up. So I hope, Peg, go for it, girlfriend.
No, that makes sense because I sometimes feel like I never really wanted to come on Earth.
Yeah.
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 What I mean,
yeah.
And I've just realized that recently that, you know, I don't really know if I really wanted to come here. But
uh-huh.
just because in looking back into my life and the difference between then and now, you know,
well,
and how I was, you know, I was always kind of quiet and never quite understood it and got angry at myself because I was so quiet. And so now I'm basically just learning to embrace who I am and not hide anymore, you know.
Yeah.
So, I'll tell you what I picked up, Peg, because, you know, keeping my mouth shut. See, that's maybe why, Laura, you would like to work with Kelly more. She really goes with the flow. I just bucked the system here. But, you know,
no,
I got
it's not. It's actually just coordinating and synergizing. I love it. Right?
Okay, because, you know what? Kelly does it too, but she probably does it in a much more gentle way. But, you know, I'm so Aries in the first knot that I just have to tell you, Peg, the thing is that I feel absolutely that you had to, they put you down here. You're really an angelic being that really is very gentle, more like I can't tell you that I feel your vibration. This is a more harsher vibration than you, and it's really tough for you to sync or synchronize into it. But you didn't come for yourself. you came for somebody else, and they had asked you to come. Also, I've got spirit all around here. What they're saying is this, that you actually needed to come down because you were up there too long. You needed to feel, if you're going to be somebody's guide, and that's where I think they're taking you in a very short period of time. I don't know how many more lifetimes or what you need to do it, or maybe never, you know, maybe the next lifetime. But they're preparing you to help others in that angelic form, but you can't if you don't know what it's like to be on Earth. And until you master it, that's what they're grooming you for. So you really, you don't need to be here. It's not something you're comfortable with, but you have to be here. And you did say that you would come. There is somebody in your family, and I'm not sure who it is, that needed you to come with them this time. And I think you went kicking and screaming, but I think that they asked you to please be a part of this. And what you're getting out of it is that you're getting the human feel, so that when you do become someone's guide, or you are going to go in the angelic guide realm, that you are able to understand the feelings and understand what Earth needs. And that's what I'm getting for you.
Wow. Yeah, because I look back on things.
Yeah, and I'm picking up an energy or an emotion that you feel kind of disempowered, you know, sort of pouty about it all. And what we want to do is get you to realize that, you know, you wouldn't be here if you hadn't agreed. I mean, you might have been a little reluctant, but you did agree, and you did choose it. And so get aligned with that and recognize you're not a victim and nobody did it to you against your will. And so you're going to live a much more joyous, empowered life when you get behind that energy of, I chose this, what can I do with it now?
Yeah. Well, do you know what I think? I think what happened, and what I mean by damage, I think you came down here and that you didn't, the harsh reality of people disillusioned you, Peg. And you came down here willingly, of course, because you write your own script, but you've got to get that out because people do, it is a harsh world. The earth is the harshest, you know, it's harsh. It's not easy. Yes, you're going to have loving people and you can, and believe me, I love Earth. I'm here all the time. But for you, it's a harsh vibration and you've been hurt. And I think that's where you've got to get your sea legs, you know, with how it is down here. And I think you need to. So I totally understand where her language was going, and I hope it helps you because you're a fabulous vibration.
It does help me to understand. It helps me to understand that I need to embrace who I am and not hide anymore.
Absolutely,
you know,
right.
Right.
And when you source from inside, so that you're putting that radiant light that you are out, it's almost like you're trying to almost be invisible or hide or not get hit, you know, like if people don't see you, they're not going to hit you. And you won't be in the line of fire, if you will, of stuff going on, the negativity being tossed around this place. But if you recognize that the greatest offense, you know, is your defense, and that is your light, your love, your gentleness, and that as you radiate that so powerfully out by sourcing from within, you won't feel so beaten, battered around by what you see and feel around you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true because I've noticed that when I go to speak about the angels or about my book, I'm feeling much stronger about it. You know, and I think that it does help people, but I think it's very raw for them, you know, and, you know, like the ability to communicate with angels, understanding that you're able to, you know, years of not even knowing, because that's what I personally experienced too. So it's like I can relate to where they're coming from, you know, and I'm planting little seeds, you know. And I feel like that's what I'm supposed to be doing in
absolutely
some way. So
absolutely.
Right, and I do want to share that as we've been talking all this time, I'm still really working with that left breath. So, you know, be mindful of, you know, doing that breath massage and the lymph and working with that. Maybe, I mean, be sure if I'm not suggesting at all that, you know, because I don't see stuff like that, that you have any lumps or anything. But the amount of work that I'm doing on that left breath, I, you know, be sure that you stay good to your mammograms and all that stuff.
Yeah, I have to actually call for one.
Okay.
For next
yeah, because, I mean, I don't see medically like that. I don't see lumps, and I don't get that information. But I'm just really working that left breath really strongly. And so whether it's energetic or physical or needs just lymph system or whether you have that breast tenderness that people get, you know, which whatever that is, pay
yeah.
attention to that left breast.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I will.
Well, hey, Peg, I'm just going to say it real quick, and I'm going to go to an next caller, but somebody in chat asked if you were a Pisces. Are you a Pisces?
No, I'm not. Sagittarius.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Go into chat and tell them. Okay, well, listen, have a nice day, and I hope
you
help.
Yeah, blessings.
Thank you, Laura.
Blessings with your book and all your work.
Oh, you're very welcome. We love you. We love you, Peg.
Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, I love this. You know, I can't keep my mouth quiet. So, Laura, I hope.
I appreciate it. You know, I like the synergy of multiple gifts working together. I think that's beautiful. You know, we're here to teach unity. We don't need to be in some kind of, you know, what do you call that, grandstanding? You know, I'm not at all about that.
Yeah. Oh no. I guess maybe everybody would think
I'm grandstanding. I don't need a center stage here. You don't need to put me on a pedestal. That's what I'm saying is, you know, just because I'm your guest doesn't mean that we can't play together.
Hey, and I love playing, as everybody knows.
I know.
I'm going to take the next caller. It's 814. 814, you are on with Laura. Hi. Hello. Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller, 814. I am not going to come back to you. You might be going to call back in if you can. I am taking the next caller. It looks like a Skype caller, Borsk. Hello? Hi, this is Bonnie. I'm on with Laura. I can't hear you. Can you do something? I hate to skip over you. Can you do something to come back in? Hello? Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm sorry. I can't hear. I'm going to put 810, you are on. 810, you are on with Laura. Hi. 810. Okay, we're going to put, okay, so 810, I'm finding that some of these calls are been dropped. So I'm going to go to 503. 503, you're on with Bonnie and Laura and Kelly. Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes, we can hear you. Thank goodness. I was just thinking that nobody on the board I could hear. Hi, who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Nicole in Portland.
Hello,
Nicole.
Hi.
With Laura.
How can
Hello.
We honor you today?
Oh, it's really funny because I called in not knowing if I was actually going to speak, and you called out 503. I was like, I didn't press the button, but somehow Source seems to have pressed the button for me, so I'm speaking. Laura, you and I have emailed a bit, and I was going to tell you more about my situation, and I got distracted by other things. So... Well, I'm going to put my big thing out there, and it's really tough for me to talk about on air. But basically, I have tremendous issues around livelihood. I've never been able to support myself financially as an adult. I've worked with a number of different healers, done very deep work, and it's still not budging. The issues, as far as I can tell, they're not really around money. They're really around work and the social relationships and the societal programming, et cetera, around work itself. There's been a lot of trauma in that area in this lifetime. I suspect there's been a lot in other lifetimes as well. I'd really like to clear as much as I can so that I can actually, you know, go beyond bare survival, which, I mean, that's even been threatened for many, many years.
Okay.
And yeah.
Well, and Bonnie, if you get something psychically, feel free to kick in. But what I'm getting at the moment is the emotions of abuse, trust. Like your trust has been abused, and you are angry.
Yeah.
And you know what? Can I ask you a question? Are you by yourself? Do you have any? Okay. Because you know what came right up into my. How long have you been out of work?
Pretty much my entire adult life. I mean, I've had, you know, sort of dribs and drabs of work here and there. I tried freelancing for a number of years. That didn't work. I've the longest I've held a job has been 8 or 9 months. Actually, I think once I held a job for a year. But go ahead, sorry.
Can I ask what you do? Because, I mean, I'm going to tell you what comes right to my head, and I know you're not going to want to hear this, and I know Laura's going to know exactly when I say this why. So I want to be careful of what I say until I know what you do.
Well, that's in transition. I've tried a number of different things. The first thing that I actually got specific training for was graphic design. You know, that didn't work. Then I switched to acupuncture and Chinese medicine. I had a huge block around doing that. There was a real terror around being responsible for other people's health. And so now I'm switching the latest thing that's come on my radar, which I feel really good about, but I'm still scared about the whole being out in the world working thing. That is computer programming.
You know, I got to tell you, and you're going to think this is so weird, but the minute you got on the phone, what came to me from my guides was Peace Corps. Now, I don't know why. I don't know if that would ever interest you, but what they're saying to me is there's no responsibility, there's only love. So I know that doesn't seem like something you might want to do, but I will tell you there's other things that mimic the Peace Corps. And and one would be, you could go into, instead of having the job of the, I love the Chinese medicine. I understand. I have a friend's son who went through medical school and then he couldn't handle it because he got all A's, but he couldn't handle the responsibility. And he's in nursing school because he figures he's not responsible, but really he wanted to be in medicine. And when I look at the Peace Corps and I see you helping to feed people and to get them, you know, it's more like a teaching for them.
Right.
You also can do something in medicine, but on a much lower scale, which would be a CNA, and they use them all the time. I will tell you, I've had a lot of CNAs on here, and they will tell you that they love it because they actually get to touch, feel, take breakfast, help people, and they aren't responsible in the way of a body. So whereas there's other hierarchies available, and that's so easy because I think it's a 6 or 6 month course or 6 weeks course. But what I am seeing,
I actually did do that a long time ago, and to be honest, I hated it. I really hated it.
I know you do, but what I'm trying to figure out is a job for you. I think you hated it for the wrong reasons because I think you looked at it differently. Now you've got enough experience behind you to know that you can't take the responsibility in you, but you can be responsible. And I'm telling you, if you tried it again in a different light, meaning you looked at the work in a different energy as you were helping, and you really, really understand that you are of service because they do need you. In fact, they use them, and I love this, in Alzheimer's units because that's where if I went back to nursing, I would do ER or Alzheimer's units. And they also do – a friend of mine just got – as a CNA, and I am an RN. I'm just got a job in a nursing home helping with the food and dietary. So she doesn't have to do any of that, and she loves that because she's actually interacting with people – and teaching them also and knowing that nourishing is help. I believe you went into the Chinese medicine thing as an alternative because you really did want to do kind of metaphysics and helping people, and you found that you couldn't take the responsibility because that's really not you. It's not where you need to be, although you're intelligent to do that. So The first thing I heard was Peace Corps, and the reason is they take, you could be a doctor, a nurse, a CNA, you could be a farmer, you could be a, you get paid, they put you up, you see other countries, but that's what came first. But the next thing was that you can help on a different scale, and when you do that in a different energy, it will move you up the scale that you will be able to be on top. That's what I'm picking up.
I said I'll take it under advisement. I mean, Peace Corps is something I've thought about in the past, but mostly sort of like in another lifetime I might be able to do that. There are major obstacles to doing that sort of thing right now. And I won't go into those now.
I already see what the obstacles are, and that's why I kind of said that's what the guides were showing me. Mm-hmm. If the guides are showing me that, it means that you can take that energy and put it into something else. So if you're going to be, so anybody who does the Peace Corps thing is of service, and what they're saying is anything of service, that's where you need to be, and you need to have a different energy about the service you're doing, and then it will work its way up, and you'll feel better. So, okay, I'm going to give it to you, Laura.
Okay, the whole time we've been talking, or you've been talking, I've been working the energy of this, and that anger and resentment and bitterness, lack of trust, there's outrage. I mean, it's intense. I mean, I may not go as far as to call it rage, but it's all but.
I would call it rage.
Yeah, okay. It is really, really, it's like you don't want to work for anybody else because they don't deserve you. I mean, it's personal. And it's,
I don't know about they don't deserve me part, but yeah, there's rage.
No, but I mean, you're not gonna subject yourself to these systems that don't feel like they're in integrity for you. So they don't deserve you, meaning they don't deserve to exist, you know, and so you're not going to lend your energy to them. There is a real, real thing with that. Now, my question for you is, are you willing and ready to let that go? Because that's going to block you the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That's got to be a personal choice.
I'm willing to let it go if I can find places to work that are in line with my values that I feel do
have integrity. Well, then that can become your mission, is to find a place that's in line with your values. But right now, if you're holding that block energy of that much anger and resentment, you're not even going to believe there's a place out there. You see what I'm saying? You have to let this go, or you're going to keep drawing to you more and more and more of the same experience to draw you to the healing of that. Do you see?
Well, I will say that I let things go really easily. You know, when I do get assistance with them and, you know, an energy healing, I do. I mean, a lot of people.
I would agree with you because we're on wave three of releasing with this, and each time it's gotten lighter. So I'm going to even go so far as to ask you right now, do you still feel that same energy that you felt when you called in about working?
It's really hard to say, Laura. I mean, I can feel things shifting, but it's so deep. It's been mostly buried for most of my life.
But I felt three major shifts peel off in the time you guys were talking. So tune in right now. Okay, you have a job to get tomorrow. Do you feel differently about it than you would have an hour ago?
I feel less of a block.
Okay, because it is possible, and what I'm gonna suggest if this works better because we've put some time into this, is this would be a good thing to work on personally with me in private sessions, because I don't know how long it would take, and I don't want to not get to the other callers too, but I feel like we've at least hit the nail on the head, and we can work with that energy, and it is releasing because we've already gone through three pretty good waves of it, lessening it. So, you know, I guess I would suggest that would be, you know, worth the time and effort on your part to work through that, because I feel like until you do, you're going to, through the law of attraction, keep drawing to you more and more of the same.
I'll have to email you about that because there are serious financial issues as well. I can't fault you.
Well, and then I can also refer you to both, you know, the $68 thing where I make you a CD that you work with your own, or also the Daily Dose of Love where it's free and you listen to it, you know, over time to shift.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I really do try to make healing available at all different price points.
I understand
for people
you
and
do.
The intensity of it, because we
yeah.
all deserve that. We all deserve
mm-hmm.
healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone does. Okay, does that feel fair?
All right. Thank you. Yeah, that feels good.
Okay. All right, because I really do believe that you can get through this.
Yeah, me
but
too.
There's going to be some changes in, you know, the energy shift and all that, but then you have to also, it's kind of like when somebody violates your trust, you have to at some point decide you're either going to leave that relationship or you're going to try and trust them again, or you're going to give them chances to rebuild that trust. And you're going to have to do that with life and with work. So it may take baby steps, and it may take some little things you do that begin to validate for you that it's possible to have a good situation in a job that,
mm-hmm.
you know, you look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. God bless.
Okay, thanks very much. You too.
And this will be an archive, so you can listen to it again.
Thanks.
Yeah. One thing we discovered, Laura, with all your stuff is like people, you know, can listen to the archive shows and they can go, you know, through them like what you do, you know, like you said, globally with stuff. And it just, it does. It provides healing for people listening into the archive. So it's really cool. Okay. Dawn will be back here in a minute. And we're going to try our Skype caller here again. I know they were having some issues with getting us to hear them, so it's like we'll try this again. Okay, our Skype caller.
Hi.
Work with
me. Okay,
hi.
All
right.
I'm here. Yeah, I just went away for the 1 second to get the earbuds and microphone, and of course I got on that time.
Okay. Well, you're on the floor.
Hi there.
Hi.
How can we help you?
I had a reading and a shamanic healing where they cleared my heart chakra,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of, actually I felt sad ever since then. It kind of opened up mm-hmm. a lot of sadness, and I just don't know how to move that. I don't have
okay.
any reason really to feel sad, but
yeah.
I've noticed it's maybe some old things that released, and now I don't know what to do with it.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear your name, and I'd like to come in on the vibration
yes.
of your energy. Could you state again?
Katie.
Judy?
K-A-T-Y.
Katie. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, Katie. So let me just tune in on you. Yeah, I'm getting the heavy energy now, too. So let's just – and again, audience, a lot of people carry heavy energy in their heart and in
yeah.
their just overall – you know, energetic makeup, there's just so much heaviness. So let's just all join together and choosing to release everything that no longer serves you, that is not of the highest vibration of love, light, and your divine truth, and just be willing to relinquish to Creator, to be recycled back into something more useful and more appropriate and more of your true vibration for you now. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. Ale, alo, ala, ama, a, om. Omakai, olakai, eliki, alako, takasa. Ale, alo, ala, ama, om. Oma, kalakaiwa, kochiawa, kochiawa, kochiawa. Otakasi kaiwa. Oma, kalakai, eawa, kochi. Ale, eki, halo, kaiwa. Omakale, esakai, wa, kochiawa. Ale alo ala ama ana. Oma makalakaya le esa. Oma kalakaya wa kachia wa. Oma kalakaya wa kichini esa. O takasa kaya wa kochia wa. Oma kaya wa kochia wa kochi. Ale alo ala ama ana om. E wa kochia wa kotakasikai. Ele esa kaya wa kotakasa. O takasikai wa. Om bakai ele e sakaiwa otakasa kaiwa oya maha alea oma 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 ya oma oma chim halakai hele hesa otakasi kalakai. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om.
Oma kalakai ele esa. Oma kaya wa kochiya wa. Ale alo ala ama ana om. All right, so feeling into your heart center, does it feel any different?
Yes, all the way from my heart up to my throat, that whole area.
The whole area feels different. Okay, I want you to imagine, if you will, I want you to go on a little journey with me, and everybody listening can join us and do it for yourself.
Great.
Let's go down and make a big hug. Let's go make a pathway to Mother Earth, the center of the earth. Let's just go down, 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 down into the core of the earth that supports us in all ways, life. You know, I mean, it gives us everything we need through our food and the nutrients and through the air and everything, the oxygen and survival and the sunshine and all of that. It's so important. We are so well supported by the earth, and we just want to go and thank Mama Gaia. Give her a big hug. So go with me and do that. And I want to bring that energy of Gaia up through your root chakra and up into your heart. And I want it to really, really fill you, you know, all the way in the lower chakras to the heart with that green, golden energy of the earth. And I want you to go on, up, 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 up with me beyond the atmosphere and all the way up past your higher self, past your I Am presence, all the way to Creator Source, God. And I want you to go to the point where you can just, we're traveling in this ball of light as our consciousness, but I want you to just feel the unconditional love of the whole light realm of God's home, which of course is everywhere all the time, right?
Right.
But we're going to, use this metaphor that we just go all the way up to Creator and say thank you. And I want you to take out a little special bottle from within your mind's, you know, sense of with you. I want you to fill that bottle with that pink, blue, sparkly, turquoise, you know, that light of creation and the light code of healing, the heart. And I want you to take a dropper bottle, like, you know, a kind of bottle you'd fill up and it would have a dropper on the top that you could squeeze and fill.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to bring that with you back. Okay, so we're going to come all the way back down in our light body, all the way through the levels. We're going to thank God before we leave, and we're just going to drop right back down this chronic tube of light. We're going to go back through our I Am presence that's always in the oneness, and back through our differentiated soul self of our I Am, of our higher self, and down through the dimensions and come back into the crown chakra and back all the way through the throat and to the heart. So you're bringing that golden white light of Creator Source, and you're going to mix it with that green golden light of the earth. And now you have something extra because you brought it with you. And this is that pink, gold, turquoise, platinum, you know, beautiful blues, all of that of unconditional love. It's like opalescing energy, and that's grace. That's the energy of grace. I want you to open that bottle and pull out a little stopper bottle full, like fill the little stopper, and I want you to just release that into your heart center. And I want you to feel the expansion of your heart center into these high, high vibrations of grace, pure light, pure love. You don't do anything to earn it. It's just because you exist and God loves you. And I want you to rise up on that frequency and feel that expanding you, expanding outward through all of your chakras and all of your energy fields and moving through all your systems of energy so that every cell in your body is picking up some of that energy. As the energy flows, move it to the nadis and the meridians, and it goes into the organs and the cells and all of the body systems. And see and feel yourself filled with grace. And I want you to tell me how you feel now.
Great. I imagined, like, when you go to get acupuncture and you see the map of all meridians of the body, like veins.
Mm-hmm.
So I pictured that light going through all the ends of all the meridians.
Yeah.
And it felt
it takes
I feel
it to every cell.
I felt like hot on the inside, and that light made everything cooled down.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, so what we've done is return you to your energy by going through your higher self and your I Am mm-hmm. presence, but also restore you to the wholeness of oneness of the whole light of, you know, God, Creator, Mother Earth, Source, oneness, all of that. So we just kind of created a nice blended merge of it all.
Nice. Did you see
okay.
where that was from? Is that just an old, like, childhood sadness or...
I didn't really tap into
oh, okay.
the story of it as much as just work with the energy of it.
To get out of group.
Because
right.
honestly, the story just holds us in a story. That holds us in a past. That
ah.
holds us in a, you know, and it's
true.
Not that, sometimes it can be interesting and intriguing. But what's more important is if you okay. can change the energy in a way and bring it into coherent, high frequency vibration,
uh-huh.
it'll just override all those old reasons.
Yeah.
True.
And you know,
right.
some of them, I mean, some of them, I think, because I'm talking again, but some of them,
mm-hmm.
I think, are from, you really, when you bring them into this life, bits and pieces are from different lives. So really, where's
yeah.
the story from?
Absolutely.
You know,
there's always
yeah,
that
oh, yeah.
fragmentation that we're unifying.
Yes. So I think that when you can get rid of it, you know, I do my count. I'm going to bring this up, but I do counseling, and I do, when I go to counseling, I do it a lot different than most people. Some people say, okay, let's work back from childhood and let's
mm-hmm.
open up that. By the time you do that, you're already 20 years later and you really haven't gotten anything in 10 years.
Right.
What I
right.
say,
well, I, yeah.
let's start, this is what I say, let's start with the here and now. Let's
yeah.
work
right.
from here backwards and forwards.
Mm.
So that way,
right.
and that's why sometimes it really doesn't, you know, it's always nice to know the story. I'm like you. I like the detective work. But really,
mm-hmm.
the thing is to find that is going to be really not the answer. The answer is let's change the energy and then look back and see, well, hey, you know, I used to
yeah.
do this. I don't do that anymore.
But realize,
mm.
yeah, look back at the change. But realize if
yeah.
you look back searching for that energy, you're just going to reengage it.
Right.
I wouldn't even look back.
Okay.
I would look at how am I different today than I have been, and thank
right.
you. That's
yeah.
enough. Just use the
right.
observation to anchor in the reality of the change and recognize that there has been a change,
right.
and then just say thank you and move forward. Because you, if
oh.
you go back looking and seeking it, you're just going to go, you know, dig
down.
Up again and create an alliance with that energy again.
I so totally rock with that. In counseling, it's a little different, but I will tell you that I'm really one that if you can move on, let's move on because today is today and there's another tomorrow. Let's not
right.
dwell on the past because if you do, like
mm-hmm.
like Laura said, you're going to get stuck back there. But you're such a nice light. I can feel you.
Oh.
I think you understand.
Yeah, definitely. It was just, I knew it was something that wasn't a part of me and I just didn't know what to do to get rid of it or to
mm-hmm.
bring it higher. So that was
well. And remember, sometimes when we are going about our day, we're always engaging other people's energy.
Right.
And
yeah.
it could just be that it wasn't even yours. If it came
yeah.
out of the blue one day and it wasn't yours before, you know, like you said, you had an open heart opening or a clearing, and then
yeah.
suddenly. I mean, you could
yeah.
have picked it up. Who knows what person you walked by or opened their experience and whatever. So, you know, you
oh,
don't
sure.
even want to kind of force a story that fits your childhood. You just want to let it be gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. I hope that we've helped you. And
thank you. And
thank
I hope
you.
Everyone else, too, listening. I think that was great.
Listen, I went in there with you. I went in there with you. You know, I had to go TT, so I came back, and you were in the middle of your healing there, and
yeah.
I just went right into it. And let me tell you something, when I opened that little bottle of sparkles into my heart, I was
yeah.
like,
uh-huh.
you know, I just loved that feeling. It was like all bubbly and effervescent, and
yeah.
I was so happy that I got to experience that. So thank you for allowing
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it reminds me of, you know, those snow globes, and you turn over, and they have those
yeah.
little sparkly
yeah.
things. That's how I see grace, when it just pours in a session. And it's like opalite light.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got the sparkles that just, you know, so much joy is in it, so much pink and purple and turquoise and, you know, all of these beautiful colors that are so pure and coherent. And I like to work with that.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved
that,
it.
Yeah,
think,
it's very cool. Like I said, just cooling and brightening everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And we hope that you use that, you know, we hope you use
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
yeah,
I'm sure.
All the audience members now have that bottle too, and you know, it can
That's
be a little
right.
like, you know, cleaning your windows with some Windex and getting the grime
right.
off, you know, bringing in that grace energy.
I love
you
that.
Can
if
see.
Do you use or do you how do you say communicate with Archangel Raphael? Because I think of the green light as Raph,
yeah.
with Raph, using Raphael.
Yes,
as part
definitely.
Of that. Yeah,
definitely.
I love all. The, yeah,
Raphael
I,
and Michael and all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and my guardian angel is Gabriel, and I'm a nurse.
Oh.
So think about that. So, and he's so cool and he's so cute, but I do like them all. But if you ever see the
yeah.
picture, I mean, I rock with Gabriel. So, but anyway, I hope that we helped you today.
Yes, thanks. I'll let you get to other callers. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Thank you. Blessings. It's so funny because I love all the angels. I love them. I love Raphael. I love Uriel. I love all of them. I mean, they all have such unbelievable qualities, and they all work well together. So that, you know, when I call him Archangel Michael, I keep calling him Mark, but Archangel Michael, my warrior, because that's what I like to say I am. With him comes all the other ones. So and as you need them, I think they come in, and I love that.
Right.
I am going, you know, I'm going to let Kelly, I know Kelly really, and we're getting, I'd like Kelly because she's been waiting for you to get a reading. So Kelly, I'm on
okay.
right now if you want to talk to Laura.
I'm going to say, tell you what, I'm going to defer here just a minute because 814
okay,
called
is
in.
She
I
back?
Just want to check and see. I think so. It's like a
Okay, then I'll get
call,
her back.
Call back
okay, good. I'll get her.
814,
okay. Can you hear it? 814, are you there?
It's not the same 814, but it's Angie.
Hi. Hi, Angie. Oh,
hi.
Hi, Angie. Oh, I love this girl. Okay, Laura, you've got Angie.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, Laura. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks for calling in. What can we do to help you?
My ex-boyfriend broke up with me in January, but I feel like
I'm sorry, could you slow down? Well, I didn't hear anything you just said. Could you slow down? Start over.
My ex-boyfriend broke up with me in January, and I feel like I'm releasing him, but I feel like there's a part of me that is not fully releasing him. So if there's any way you can kind of help me finish that releasing, I'm not sure. Like, I want to get rid of him out of my life.
The first thing that comes up for me is almost like shock. Like, you're just like, huh? I don't feel like either you didn't see it coming or you just haven't wrapped your brain around it. So there's a level of, I won't say it's exactly not acceptance. Because
you know, that's
the reality
exactly
has set
what
in.
I picked up. That's exactly
yeah,
what I picked up, Laura.
It's just shock. I mean, you've accepted because it's occurred and he's not in your life every day, but you haven't accepted at the level of the way people who are in shock haven't, you know. So you're living the new life, but it's not. It's like you're in a schism. It's just the reality doesn't make sense to you. And
well, I think
so
it's also because he keeps coming back in and trying to get back with me off and on,
uh-huh,
and then
uh-huh.
he will leave right again. So it's still
okay.
like...
so. Okay, so what I feel like we need is some forgiveness, both to each of you, some acceptance, and just, you know, moving on. And if moving on means you guys get back together, fine. If moving on means you don't, fine. But some real peace with this step back.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm kind of...
So that you have clarity, that's fine. But what you want to come to is coherence and clarity and self-empowerment. To make choices for yourself and to be okay mm-hmm. with the choices that have been made. Okay?
Okay.
So let's just do a quick couple. The quickest forgiveness thing, and I just love it, is the Ho'oponopono prayer. So let's do that quickly, and if that doesn't feel like it takes care of it, we'll do an Archangel Michael thing. Okay?
Okay.
So for yourself, for him, and for listeners, please join if there's anybody. If you're still telling an old story, you still need forgiveness, okay? So for mm-hmm. listeners, piggyback on this because everybody needs to be doing a ton of forgiveness work. And don't even worry about, you know, the details. Just be willing to forgive yourself and all others, okay, completely. So just say, I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Now, remember, you're saying it for yourself, too, because you're sorry that, you know, to yourself and for whatever disempowerment or giving your power away or whatever you put yourself in the position of. This is to you as well as the other, okay? I am sorry.
I am sorry.
And feel it deeply. Really speak from authentic truth. I am sorry.
I am sorry.
Please forgive me.
Please forgive me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
Do you feel how different that was? The first time through, it's kind of like coming from the mind, like because you're just repeating after me. And I'm trying to get you really deep to where you feel it, mean it, because that's where the shift takes place. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, just to teach another way, and everybody can join this one too, stating after me, I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And all others.
And all others.
All harm done.
All harm done.
Real and imagined.
Real and imagined.
Across all time and space.
Across all time and space.
And all dimensional aspects of my being.
And all dimensional aspects of my being.
I am love.
I am love.
And so it is.
And so it is.
And that's a gift from Archangel Michael. He's taught us that.
He's always with me, I think.
Yeah. So just kind of hug yourself and rock yourself side to side and let this be complete. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Let it be complete. And just trust yourself. And let the coherence of your own energy, separate from anyone else's, come up and fuel you. Fill you and fuel you for your life in the highest and best way.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
you for that.
You're welcome. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Now, do you feel any different?
I do feel different. I don't feel as bogged down. Like, I feel a little bit lighter.
Okay. I am free. Repeat that.
I am free.
Yeah. No, that feels true. I am free to be me.
I am free to be me.
Yeah. That's feeling true. Good. You know, sometimes we cord people that we love or we feel abandoned or rejected or we have all kinds of things that are caught up in it. And forgiveness is just the quickest way I know to just pull that ripcord and let everything, you know, seek its altitude, seek, you know, get where it needs to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that. I mean, I got to tell you something. That's really interesting because, you know, you're on air. You've got a lot of people listening. And that you did that, it really helped other people too because as Laura is talking and you're repeating, plenty of people, because even myself went into that. So I totally, that's a great one. I use it a lot. And I don't know why because I guess I've got to forgive myself a lot of times. But I do feel like that will empower you because, I you know, I don't want to go back because I think – what's done is done, but just remember that when you don't let go, it doesn't let go. So that was my only advice, and you know what I'm talking about, and you just cut the cords, honey, and you have the ability, you have the people, you have the angels that can help you call on them and do it when you feel it, when you feel the tug. Okay?
I just want to say one thing, and then I'll let you guys go. On Sunday or Saturday night, my guide, who is Jeffrey, and he's amazing, he came into my dreams. And I knew, like, he comes in all the time, but he helped me release him. And when I woke up Sunday morning, I literally cried for, like, 20 minutes because I felt like he had died. And then I got goosebumps all over my body. And then, like, the past couple of days, I've been thinking, like, I don't fully feel like he was released. So that's why I was kind of, like,
calling in today to finish that up because I'm beautiful. So want him to be free
yeah.
and
beautiful.
To do him.
Yeah. It's,
yeah,
you know,
great.
Yeah, remember, the more you don't, you know, we can release you and you can, well, you actually release yourself, but we can help you release yourself. But if you go back to those cords and tugs, they come back very quickly. So you got to be careful. So if you release
yeah.
them and if you feel that they're coming back, just release them. Call on Jeffrey. Call on Archangel Michael. Do your, I am love, I am this, and get that mantra. And that way you can do it even, you know, when you wake up because you don't know who you cord or who cords you. So it's a great lesson about love and about forgiveness. And it should be, you know, all the time when you feel that way. And just know that your angels are with you.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right,
you too.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you and have fun and have a great time. You know, talking about that, Laura, because, you know, then I've got to, I want to put Kelly on and real quick. But, you know, people just don't realize cords are attached. You could have a cord from 20 years ago. You could have one from a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And people don't realize if they don't cleanse, you know, I try really hard. It's not always, but I have just started because of the radio show that, you know, you never know. I love everybody in love and light. And believe me, I'm sure I courted people. So it's not a bad thing. It's just things that happen. And just,
well, and sometimes it's from our attachment and we
yeah.
don't need to attach because love is complete. You don't have
Absolutely.
To court someone when you love them. You don't have to attach through the power chakra or the, you know, other chakras. And you're not going to hurt somebody and leave them hanging if you cut the cord to them. And I don't even like to use the word cut the cord. I like
yeah,
to dissolve the
either.
Cord because you want to dissolve it at the level where it enters both people or at least yourself. You're only responsible for yourself. But if you don't want to pull it or cut it and leave that piece in you. You really
yeah.
want to dissolve it. So,
yeah.
And I do want to get to Kelly. Can I just real quickly address, there's some chat about
yeah.
a murder and how do you forgive a murder. And I just want to recommend
that, yeah.
a book by Robert Schwartz. And I don't have the books in my office to tell you the name exactly, but they're about pre-birth plans. And they're powerful. They helped me a great deal getting past the, you know, why do bad things happen to good people and how come, you know, all these how comes. And it's really a powerful book, and it works with a number of intuitives who help individuals who have had tragic life experiences understand the context of those from the pre-birth planning. So I just hope that'll help the people that are chatting about murder because that's a pretty awful thing to have to make sense of.
Yeah, oh, we would, and if you get, you know what, Laura, if you get the name of that book, give, if
well,
you just.
I'll see if I can Google it while we're talking here because it's by Robert Schwartz.
Okay. So you can.
S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z. Your Soul's Plan is the first book, but the second book is, I'm trying to come up with the name of the second book, is more of the real tragic things. The first book is sort of more typical things that, you know, bad things happen, maybe your paralysis or an injury or whatever. The second book is really getting into, you know, how do you deal with some of the more harsh sides of, you know, life's challenges.
Yeah.
Here, Amazon will probably give me both names.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm. How do you deal with what you dealt yourself? It's like I've
mm-hmm.
sometimes asked. It's like I wrote this. It's like, can I change this? Can I get an eraser? And can I just, you know, kind of rewrite this now that I'm aware of it?
Mm-hmm. Well,
right.
You know,
and you know, it really does help you understand some of the context. And like the first book is called Your Soul's Gift: The Healing Power of the Life You Planned Before You Were Born, and that gets into. Like a mother who lost her son to a drug overdose and some of those kind of, you know, a guy who was in perfect health at a, you know, one of those peak moments of life and he dove off a diving or he dove into the pool at a barbecue where he was around all of his loved ones and feeling immense gratitude for life and became paralyzed in that moment. And, you know, I mean, those kind of things that are just things happen. But then the second book, Courageous Souls, Do We Plan Our Life Challenges Before Birth? That gets into the, you know, a little bit harder things and sexual abuse, being gay and dealing with the,
rejection and ostracization attacks about that, and or some of the just harshness of life aspects.
Oh yeah, and there.
So
and
it's really powerful.
Oh, that sounds like a great, you know, that's, I wish we had like, you know, I can't do it because I've got no time, but I wish we had like a book circle where we could open and say, hey, read this book, and for like a month, just open it up and discuss it. Because, you know, I think more people don't understand. Like, I read three books by Michael Newton. I loved him. Journey of Soul.
Right, me too. Those were transformative for me as well.
Awesome. Oh, yeah. Totally. But, you know, it's tough.
I don't want to miss Kelly, but I did want to at least put that resource out there.
Okay. You might want to do Kelly.
She Googled it. She said she got it.
Okay, cool. All right. Go ahead. Get Kelly, because I think Kelly can't do any overtime. So go ahead, Kel.
Yeah, I got to get going today. But what I've been contemplating this the whole time, and what's going to benefit the most, it's like of everybody. What I will say, there's been energies out. It's like it seems to be affecting people who have this trigeminal neuralgia. I spent a couple hours with a friend in the middle of the night, working on.
Okay, can you back up? I heard you up to entities and something about entities, and you're speaking fast enough that it's garbling through my phone.
Okay. Yeah, no, not entities, energies. The energies that are, you know, hitting our planet right now, apparently it's the energy of triggering the people with trigeminal neuralgia. I helped a friend the other night for a couple hours, and what I want to ask in behalf of is Ron Cole, our astrologer on Wednesdays. He is having a severe outbreak of trigeminal neuralgia on his face. It's like it's so painful. He couldn't lay his head down. He can't speak. He couldn't even be on Wednesday with us. It was that bad. He doesn't need heat. It's like he needs it just pulled and cleared. And I want to ask that to be pulled and cleared and, you know, pain-free for him.
Okay. Well, let's just ask the entire collective on the line right now to join us in asking and praying for a healing for him, for Ron. And, you know, there is that benefit of greater numbers in prayer, so we'll take advantage of that while we have it. Hale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om, ala, om, ala, om, ala, om, ala, om, chi hawa kota kasi, ha ta 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 ta. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana, om. This is all happening above the crown, and at the beginning I did feel some emotions involved too, so working with that. Ta 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 ta. Shim, 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 which is, of course, out, 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 out. Shim, 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 clearing, clearing. Shim, 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 shim. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Oma, ala, oma, ala, oma, ala, a. Sum, 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 sum. Ha! Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. Oma, kai, oma, kai, oma, kai, oma, kai, oma, kai. Ale, alo, ala, ama, ana. All this work is happening at the left side. Of course, maybe it's because I'm holding my phone with the right hand. No, it's still left. I switched phone hands. The left from, like, the heart up and off the shoulder is what's being cleared. So I'm wondering if he's feeling it more on one side than the other of his face.
Yes.
On the left side.
For some reason, and I'm not sure, Laura, and it could be like, you know, how the brain, the right thing is on the left.
Reverse.
I think it's his right side, actually.
Mirror image.
But I don't know.
Yeah. Whichever side you feel.
Ale, alo, ala, ana, ana. Has alignment going on? We were clearing above the crown. Not. You know, just high up there, not working a particular chakra in the body. Just clearing, and some emotion and all that. So I'm trying to do speed healing here because we've got 2 minutes and I know you need to close the show.
Yeah, we have 1 minute.
Go ahead, because I'll just keep clearing. We'll just send the blessings to Ron because he's not even on the line. I'll just keep working on him.
Right.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay, I just want to tell everybody,
the show,
yeah, I'm just going to tell everybody, thank you, thank you. All my chatters, I love you. I'm glad that none of you were actually dropped. And my callers, thank you, thank you. Laura appreciates it. She loves helping. She's a great healer. I love this language. I love how she works. Kelly, she's my co-host. She rocks the house all the time. I want to thank everybody. Next week, remember, I'm on vacay. So you might
hear me.
I'm going to pop in from New York City, hopefully from Times Square. So if I can, I will. If not, Kelly's got the shows. Please continue to listen. We have great people, great shows. Everyone, I love you. Have a great day. Thank you. Thank you. And I hope everybody enjoyed the show. Have a nice day. Bye, Laura. And
thanks everyone. Bye. Thanks for lending your heart light.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye, everyone.